Gandalf looked at him in wonder. "That is strange, Thorin Oakenshield," he said, "for I have thought of you also, and though I am on my way to the Shire, it was in my mind that is the way also to your halls."
"Call them so, if you will," said Thorin. "They are only poor lodgings in exile, but you would be welcome there if you would come, for they say that you are wise, and know more than any other of what goes on in the world, and I have much on my mind, and would be glad of your counsel."
"I will come," said Gandalf, "for I guess that we share one trouble at least. The Dragon of Erebor is on my mind, and I do not think that he will be forgotten by the grandson of Thror." The story is told elsewhere of what came of that meeting, of the strange plan that Gandalf made for the help of Thorin, and how Thorin and his companions set out from the Shire on the quest of the lonely mountain that came to great ends unforeseen. Here only those things are recalled that directly concern Durin's folk. The dragon was slain by Bard of Esgaroth, but there was battle in Dale, for the orcs came down upon Erebor as soon as they heard of the return of the dwarves, and they were led by Bolg, son of that Azog whom Dain slew in his youth. In that first battle of Dale, Thorin Oakenshield was mortally wounded, and he died and was laid in a tomb under the mountain with the Arkenstone upon his breast. There fell also Feely and Keely, his sister's sons. But Dain Ironfoot, his cousin, who came from the Iron Hills to his aid, and was also his rightful heir, became then King Dain the Second, and the kingdom under the mountain was restored, even as Gandalf had desired. Dain proved a great and wise king, and the dwarves prospered and grew strong again in his day. In the late summer of that same year, 2941, Gandalf had at last prevailed upon Saruman and the White Council to attack Dol Guldur, and Sauron retreated and went to Mordor, there to be secure, as he thought, from all his enemies. So it was that when the war came at last, the main assault was turned southwards. Yet even so, with his far-stretched right hand, Sauron might have done great evil in the north, if King Dain and King Brand had not stood in his path. Even as Gandalf said afterwards to Frodo and Gimli, when they dwelt together for a time in Minas Tirith. Not long before news had come to Gondor of events far away.